You made some comments about the American Republican presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. You called him brilliant, outstanding, talented. These comments were reported around the world. I was wondering what in him led you to that judgment, and do you still hold that judgment?
Вы известный человек в нашей стране, вот вы лично.
You personally are very famous in our country. You are not only famous as a journalist in one of the biggest TV stations, but as an intellectual.
Зачем вы?
Why do you always change the meaning of what I said?
Возьмите.
Because at the moment, you speak as a journalist, not as an analyst.
Ну посмотрите, что я сказал.
Why are you juggling with what I said? I only said that he was a bright person. Isn't he bright? He is. I did not say anything else about him. But there's one thing that I paid attention to, and that I definitely welcome, is that Mr. Trump said he's ready to restore full-fledged Russian-American relations. What can there be bad about it? Don't you welcome it? We all welcome it. But we never interfere into the internal political processes of other countries, especially those in the United States. We are ready to work with any president that the American people will vote for. Actually, they always teach others how to live. But do you think that the elections are democratic in the United States? Do you think that they are organized democratically? Because, you know, I heard that American prosecutors were trying to get rid of the international observers at the voting stations. The U.S. is a great power. At the moment, it is probably the only superpower, and we accept this fact. We want to work with the U.S., and we are ready to do that. And no matter how these elections are held, eventually, they will be held, there will be a new head of state elected. They will have broad authority. At the moment, the world needs a country as strong as the U.S. is. And we do need the U.S. too. But what we do not need of them is to interfere with our affairs all the time, to instruct us how to live, to prevent Europe from building relations with us. You know, the sanctions that you've mentioned, is the U.S. touched by the sanctions? No, they have not suffered. They have not suffered from the sanctions in any way. It is Europe that has been affected by the sanctions, and Russia has been affected as well. But for the U.S., no, there has been no effect. But the Americans persuade their partners to continue the sanctions. Why?
Just to be clear, Mr. President, I the word brilliant was in the Interfax translation. I realize that other translations might say it's bright, but I use the official Interfax translation. But let me ask you about another person you have dealt with a great deal. Mr. Trump, you've never met. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. In your very long question and answers with the Russian people, you made a joke about when somebody asked you about her. You said, I think that the Russian idiom is the husband and wife is the same devil. And what it means in the English version is it's two sides of the same coin. What did you mean by that? And what do you think, how did she do as Secretary of State? You dealt with her extensively.
Well, you know, I probably just said that hot-headedly. Probably I was just impulsive when I said that about her, you know. I did not work with Hillary that much. You know, Mr. Lavrov was our foreign minister back then. That was him who worked with her. I'd like to say that I worked a lot with the American president back then. And I can say that we shared very good relations. And I'm even grateful to him for the signs of attention and respect to me personally and to Russia when I started my term as the president of the Russian Federation. And speaking about Madam Clinton, she probably has her own view regarding the development of the Russian-American relations. But there's one thing that I'd like to draw your attention to. It is not relevant to Russian-American relations or to any other big political issues. It is more relevant to human resources policy because, you know, based on my own experience, I can say the following. I've seen many people change after they were appointed